You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
26 minutes to 10. You are tuning and listening to the Q&A. Let's welcome the listeners of Al Ansar International, the listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Ismail and Company, and the listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ustad Anonymous Sister from Alberton says that Mufti Sahab, please enlighten us on what's inside the Kaaba, as we are aware that you had the opportunity to go inside, unlike myself, Ustad.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هذا من فضل ربي. It is only the grace and the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, not that we are worthy to go inside the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah. And always we thank my cousin, my brother from Malawi, Hafiz Faisal Mataya, and his family. Allah Jalla Wala reward them and your ihsan pa koi dina bulisagu. So I spoke to him in our taal, in our vernacular, our language, Mehman. So mashallah, he arranged everything and became the sabab zahiri, the superficial reason. It was a Saturday, the first of Shaaban, and in 2011, that it was after sunrise. One hand you carry your passport and the other hand the gold card which they give you. So mashallah, then they took us, and the army is there. So when you go there, they took me to Rukni Yamani first. So I don't know after how many years, then I touched it with my hands, and then I saw that they're still waiting for other people to go. So I read 2 rakat salat there facing Rukna Yamani. Then I came to Hajar-e Aswad and I looked at it and smiled also, because after how many years I'm kissing Hajar-e Aswad, because people are pushing and jostling, and we kissed it many times in the past with Allah's help and mercy. And then they have stairs going up, mashallah. First they take all the ambassadors and diplomats and so forth, then the politicians and so forth, then some other dignitaries, then we the last, you know. So anyway, then our turn came, and let me tell you this, so you can learn, my sisters and brothers, that they have portfolios. One portfolio is Siqaya. If you go even today to Makkah, Medina, you will see Suqya Zamzam. So that portfolio is that you are in charge of the Zamzam water, the holy sacred water. One portfolio is Rifada. Rifada is feeding the Hujjaj, the pilgrims and the visitors. One portfolio is Sidana. You in Durban, you should know this, Sardine. You have the Sardine Rush. So the person who holds the key of the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Banu Shaiba family, from time of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the 8th year of the Hijrah, the key was given to them. And Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Khalidatan Talidatan, the key will remain with you and your family and progeny. No one will take it. You work it out from 8th year of Hijrah, now we're in 1442. So how many years have passed? So you must remember this. So 1434 years, so you must remember, has passed, and the keys are still the miracle of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when people enter, then the Banu Shaiba, the Sa'din, the keeper of the key of the Kaaba Musharrafa, is there. And it has 3 pillars, and they have like a small casket there. So all certain things they keep there inside, all the itar and perfume and what. So he sits there. So people rush to meet him. But I said, no, I can't go and meet him. I'm very busy now. So I just entered with Allah's help, and it's the only place in the world that you can read Salat any direction. And that night, mashallah, I stopped my Quran Sharif there at Surah Alam Tara, the last 10 Surah chapters I left. I looked at the Baytullah and Kaaba Musharrafa. I said, Ya Rab, oh my beloved Allah, these 10 Surahs I will read inside Fi Jawfil Kaaba Al Musharrafa, and complete the Quran Sharif inside. So I entered, and same time I took a turn and I found a gap there. Now that is facing the golden door, that is that direction. So remember, there's no lights, there's no air condition, there's nothing there. So when you enter, so there I, and this marble, this tile, tiles in it everywhere, and like marble, like, you know, everywhere on the wall. What I saw, I'm telling you. So, and like, you know, like tiles, they are on the ground and on the wall and so forth. So anyway, then I read 2 rakat salat there, and that was about 15 minutes. The sheikh who gave me the card did me a favor and told me, make lengthy duas in sajda, then nobody will trouble you. But if you make salam and you complete your salat and raise your hands, they have police inside, and then they will take you out. And on the card is written, khamsa daqaiq faqat, only 5 minutes you must spend. Now, who's going to spend 5 minutes? It's a dream come true once in a lifetime for 90% don't get chance. The 10%, 5% who go. So we try and take maximum. So anyway, so I spend 15 minutes or so there in my 2 rakat salat, duas and so forth. Then after salam, I just walked, and then I faced the Hatim, the northern direction, and I completed my Quran Sharif with Allah's help. Now, if you walk that direction, this is something for you to know. There's a door there, and they call it Babu Tawbah, and that door there, it leads you to the scaffolding, to go right on top of the Kaaba Musharrafah. You know, on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, then you must remember, they open the trap door, like, you know, and you know in our houses where they have the geezer and what. So like that, there's no geezer, nothing, I'm just giving you an example. So they open that, and then they change the kiswa, the ghilaf, and you will see them on top of the Kaaba. That's how they go on top through that door there. And nevertheless, so that direction I face and read another 2 rakat, so total 25 minutes. So I wanted to go to the other wall, but the police caught me and said, Sheikh, khalas, khalas. So then I said, no, alhamdulillah. So it was a memorable, historic, you know, occasion. Allah Ta'ala, when we think of it, we just cry, Ya Allah, bifadlika wa rahmatika wa judika wa karamika, Ya Allah, your benevolence, your grace, your mercy. You took us right inside the Baytullah, and so many other things happened. So, and there's 3 pillars there, and so forth. I didn't look on top, and you know, we just did what we wanted to do, and Allah Jalla Wala accept all the du'as. Mo Yunus Patel was there in Medina, so I just thought of him, and I made du'a for him. Hazrat Mufti Zahul Haqsa, my Honorable Ustad, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, and Hazrat Mufti Zahul Haqsa, my parents, and my family, obviously, and whoever I could think of. So I contacted Mo Yunus Patel, he was in Medina at that time, and he was crying and weeping. I contacted my Ustad, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, he was weeping, crying. So like that, mashallah, memorable occasion, but we never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Even now, when we go, I look at the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafah and say, Ya Allah, 2 walls I faced, but there's still 2 walls left, Ya Allah. So you take us again, bar bar hazri nasib farma, take us to the Baytullah time and time again. We don't put our trust in the agents. We don't put our trust in people. We place our trust in Allah. Then you go to people and agents. So Ya Allah, apna mehman bana dijiye. Make us your guest, Ya Allah. That is the Muslim. And remove all these impediments and restrictions and so forth. Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. Allah Jalla wa Allah has power to do everything.
Haq. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Ustad, anonymous brother says that Muftisab, hope you well. How is it that Isha Azan was given at 8:27 when the time sets in at 8:34? One of our masajid Ustad here gave the Azan at 8:27. Ustad, is Salah and Azan valid? Ustad,
nothing to panic, my brother. If you're speaking in our Gauteng region, Transvaal region, 100% is valid, no problem. What you must remember, that sunset is 7:05. So once the redness on the horizon disappears, so Isha time starts. So Isha time will start around 8:25, 8:26, 8:27. So as soon as the time started, they gave Adhan. And that is the fatwa of the 4 schools. Once the redness disappears, the whiteness just starts. Remember, Isha time has started. The Adhan is valid. The Sunnahs are valid. Isha Salat is valid. And remember, that is fatwa of the Shafi'is, Malik, Malikis, Hanbalis, even the Hanafis fatwas on that. If you want details, go study Ahsanul Fatawa. But Hazrat Mufti Rashid Ahmad Ludhianvi, Rahimahullah, great scholar. We met him many times in Karachi, Pakistan. So therefore, don't make issue. Our timetable that the ulama prepare, they base it on ihtiyat and precaution on Imam Abu Hanifa's verdict. And he says, Imam Abu Hanifa, the whiteness must finish. But remember, that is precautionary. That is like Maghrib time. So today I saw in our masjid, they got there 7:08, some got 7:09. But if I give Adhan at 7:07, 7:06, it's totally permissible. The sun has set already, but our people add 2 minutes, 3 minutes, for some people even want to add 5 minutes. So all that is precautionary time, my brother. So I see you a little bit shocked up. We want to take you out of the shock, my brother. Everything is valid and lungile.
Subhanallah. Ustaz, the parents verbally discussed to give their children part of their shares while they were living. But one son passed away recently, Ustad. Does the share still have to be given to the deceased son's children? It wasn't made out in the parents' will. It was only verbally discussed, Ustad.
Remember, yeah, there are three issues, and people confuse themselves and blow the fuses of their children in the process. Whatever you give out during your lifetime got nothing to do with shares, got nothing to do with inheritance. That is called hadiya, that is called hiba, that is called a gift. So I have one son, one daughter, just for your understanding. Right, just to make you understand. So in the lifetime, when I'm giving my wife, my sons and daughters, or son and daughter, then you try and give equally. That is the teaching, commandment, preaching of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim: wa adilu baina awladikum, exercise justice amongst your children. So I gave my son 10,000 rand. So I give my daughter 10,000 rand worth of jewelry, for example. So you try and be fair and just. And when you give it to them, they must take possession, and no strings attached, no conditions specified. All that is null and void. So that are gifts you are giving them. When you just discussed it and all that, I will give you the car, I will give you the shop, I will give you the house, and then I died, all that promises died with me. Nobody gets anything. Everything goes into my estate. So remember that. That's one story. Second story is Mirathul Hafid. Pote ka miras. The grandson, granddaughter, they are in inheritance. So I am the dada. I am the grandfather. So I got 3 sons and I got 2 daughters, right? And I told my sons, I want to set you up. I'll give you this, give you this, give you this. Lo and behold, my one son predeceased me, like my uncle. So now my uncle Ibrahim, Bamli Kaka we call him, Uncle Ibrahim there, Ibrahim Hussein, his son Aslam, and when I sat with him, he said, you know, we speak Memon, so he said, he tio kape ke au gujri banane aslam mitti uje, ke I supposed to pass away and my son must pour the sand on my grave, not that I go and put sand. But I say, kaka, you know, ita Allah ke hukum ai, it's a command of Allah. And he said, 100% we accept the decree of Almighty Allah. And then inna, but obviously you feel hurt, you feel sad. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his beloved son Ibrahim Ibn Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away 18 months old. So remember that in that case there. So what did Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? The tears were rolling down and said, wa inna bi firaqika la mahzunun ya Ibrahim. Oh my beloved son, with your departure, with your passing away, we are so sad. We cannot talk to you, we cannot walk with you. So that is what Islam is teaching, an authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif. So take uncle's example. So uncle now got, he had 3 sons and 1 daughter. Wife passed away. So now he's got 2 sons and he got 1 daughter. So in a case like that, where the son or daughter for that matter, but we just take son. So the son predeceased the father. So very easy in a case like that. So we will say that now kaka, Allah give long life, he's already 90, but he passes away. So he's got 2 sons now and 1 daughter. So you must remember, you will make 5 shares. So 40-40% for the sons and 20% for the daughter. Now what about the son? He predeceased his father, and remember, he's got children as well, his grandchildren. So simple, that's why I said the dada, the grandfather. So you must make provision in the world for your grandchildren, mirasul hafid, poteka miras, grandchildren, so grandsons, granddaughter. So what do you do? First, burial, funeral expenses. Second is deaths of the deceased. Third one you must remember is what? That you make wasiyah. So you, my uncle, Bamli Ibrahim Kaka, so must make, and we will tell him in your will that you leave a certain amount for your grandchildren, Aslam Marhum, that Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. So his children, his daughters, three daughters, his wife and so forth. So dada, the uncle, here, my uncle, but they are dada, so grandfather, so he can bequeath for them, make wasiyah up to 1/3. Look at the beauty of Islam. So you don't go and change the system. So what you will say, they don't inherit, but you can make wasiyah and bequeath for them. So that is what will happen.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Ustad, a new listener says, I am agnostic, AK, and I would like to pose a question to the Mufti. Prove the existence of God. Many Muslims use the example of the fingerprints of every individual is different. Well, I say they still haven't found someone with similar fingerprints. This is Hayden. Ustad.
My brother Hayden, leave the fingerprints and all that. You look at the sun and look at the sunrise and the sunset. Every day, million years has passed. Allah, God, Supreme Being only knows. So every day with precision, sunrise, sunset. So what, as an agnostic, what are your options? What will you say? You must explain to me that how come the sun rises daily on that appointed time? 5:25 tomorrow, yeah, it will rise. 7:05 tomorrow, it will set. So who is doing that? Any government, any organization, any person? Is it a natural phenomenon? So who is controlling the natural phenomenon? You, my brother Hayden, I ask you 3 questions. You are tired, exhausted. You're yawning, you can't control, and you start yawning. You sneeze and your eyes close. You can't control your eyes. So who created your eyes? Who created your anatomy? Who created our features? 7 billion people on this earth, and everyone different. Me and you will use the term identical twins, but the mother knows there's a different, definite distinction and difference between the 2 sons or the 2 daughters or what have you. So my brother, you should ask yourself the question that how come I am so crazy, the one who gave us everything, the land and the sand, the oceans and the forests, the entire creation, this intelligence of mine, tonight I will go and sleep. Who gives me sleep? Who wakes me up? Is it your watch? Is it your computer? You think, my brother, but you want to be negative. So what I'm going to do with you, brother Hayden, I put you in a plane and let that plane crash and then see who you will shout for. You will say agnostic, agnostic. You will never say that. You will shout, God help me, God help me. Then the inner qualities will come out. But I fear, my brother Hayden, it might be too late. You see, there was a person like you, Hayden, and he was the Pharaoh, a tin-pot dictator. And he was crazy with his wealth and power and authority. So what did he say? Ana rabbukumul a'la. I am the supreme being. I am God incarnate. Like the Christians, they say, you know, they say Jesus is divinity in the form of humanity and so forth. We reject all that, obviously. So remember, the Pharaoh, now when he started drowning, he said, Amantu bi rabbil alameen. Now I bring iman on Allah. So it's too late now. So you, my brother, you have to start thinking, how come sunrise, how come sunset, how come life and death? Who can give life and death? Your wife gave birth, Hayden, an example. Full term she went and she gave birth to a stillborn. The biggest doctors are there. Ariel Sharon, the war criminal of apartheid Israel, 8 years lying in a hospital, and no doctor, no physician could help him because the punishment punishment of Allah on him. So you must understand life, death, sunrise, sunset. Look at your anatomy. The examples I gave you of your sneezing, your sleeping, your yawning. Who is doing all that? Think about it. So my brother, and look at the ocean. I think you're in Durban. High rise and low high tide and low tide. You know, you guys in Durban, you look at your fishing, high tide and low tide. How is happening, my brother? So think about all that, then we speak.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. 6 minutes to 10 o'clock. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do we belong, and unto him is our final abode. I just received a mayat from Haji Muhammad Ikhlas. And he says, please, Malana, announce this. Brother Wahid Kamdar just passed away. Marhum Wahid Kamdar has just passed away. He is the brother of Yusuf Kamdar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the marhum the highest stages in Jannatul Firdaus, inshallah, ameen. And I think we all should recite 3 times Qul Allahu Ahad on behalf of the marhum. Ustaz, somebody wants, oh, this is Sister Elizabeth Ustaz. She says, is it true that Muslims are not allowed to eat with the left hand? Sister Elizabeth Ustaz.
Sister Elizabeth, thank you. I'll answer your query just now in a moment. Our brother Wahid Kamda, Memon family, our connection, some 45th cutting. So remember, we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah Jalla wa la grant him and all the marhumin, Jannatul Firdaus. I taught you in the beginning of the program. Let's read together. Surah 14, verse 41. Read with me. Rabbana ghfir li. Rabbana ghfir li, O beloved Allah, forgive me, wali walidayya, and my beloved parents, walil mu'minina, and the believers, yawma yaqumul hisab, the day when the reckoning will be established. Chapter 14, verse 41, whenever we hear a person, male, female, Muslim, has passed away, we say, inna lillahi wa inna iraji'un, we say, Rabbana ghfir li, wali walidayya, walil mu'minina, yawma yaqumul hisab. Whilst Mawlana Arafat was announcing, I was reading Qul Wallah, any surah you read, that is what they need from us now. So Allah Jalla Wallah forgive all the marhumin throughout the world who passed away with Iman and Islam. Allah Jalla Wallah pasmandagan ku sabre jameel ata farmai. The bereaved family, Allah Jalla Wallah grant them sabr. And remember that we should take lesson from this. Today we are healthy, wealthy, running around here and there, but tomorrow death will strike for us also, Hayden. When death comes, then no one can help us. So before death, let us recognize our Creator, make peace with our Creator, and remember that we are Abdullah, the slaves and servants of Almighty Allah. So yes, my sister Elizabeth, can we eat with the left hand? See, my mother, my sister Elizabeth, I'm giving you 3 lessons. In Islam, we fulfill our duty with beauty. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala made this human being the masterpiece of his creation. Did you study the animal kingdom, my sister Elizabeth? They will eat directly with their mouth normally. You understand? Most of them. That whether it is the fodder, whether it is the grass, whatever you give, when you see the elephants, how they are being fed. When I was in PE, so we went to the elephant park. The lady there who was in charge, she saw me. She said, Master, I want you to come. I said, for what? She said, there's a big elephant here and you must ride it. I said, yes, I will ride it. So I went on the biggest elephant and then I saw how they feed the elephants, that how we give sweets to the children. They take apples and so forth and they just throw. And these elephants, do you know about elephants, Sister Elizabeth? They have 6 sets of teeth. And when the 6th set finishes, then you must remember all the elephants there, they surround that elephant and the elephants, but secretly they cry. Did you see elephants cry? Hati meresati. So you must remember the elephants crying. Why? Because their comrade is going to die very soon. No more teeth for him. The system, Hayden, what will you say? Who gave the elephant 6 sets of teeth? So you must remember now, because he can't eat anymore. So they know death is imminent. So Islam gave us a system. And what? We eat with our right hand. We don't eat with fork and knife, Sister Elizabeth. We we eat with our right hand. I had a wonderful meal now, pumpkin and so forth, supper time before the program, and therefore now I'm speaking so nice to you. You see, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam yuhibbu dubba. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to love the pampoon, love the pumpkin. Remember that hadith in Shamail Tirmidhi. So we eat with the right hand, and we drink, and we go toilet, we drink also with the right hand. When we go and visit the toilet and so forth, then we do with the left hand the cleaning and so forth. But you see, the Western culture, my sister Elizabeth, there was a sheikh, there was a person, Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus. You must have heard his name, sister Elizabeth, you in Durban. His name is Sheikh Ahmed Didat. So he used to love debating. I wasn't there when this happened, but he told us afterwards. I used to go a lot to him when I was in Newcastle 20 years. And I just used to sit there, and he used to speak to me Gujarati. He used to think I'm Gujarati. I just used to keep quiet. So anyway, he say, I pelo awo. That chap came, the Christian guy. And Mara Hate debate Karwano. He wants to debate with me and so forth. So I told him, listen here nicely. You know, Mr. Didat used to speak with authority, you know. He was so confident, you know. And he was brimming with confidence that. So because he knew he can take them on anywhere, anytime, any place, you know. He beat them all. So remember, he told that chap, leave all the debate. Come, I tell you one simple thing. You see that toilet there? We Muslims, we use it. We got water, we got everything there. And the other one, you all don't want no water, nothing. You just want your toilet paper and so. So I go to the Muslim toilet, and you go to that one there. You do your thing, I do my thing, and then we come back. You lower your trousers, I lower my trousers, we both bed down. And then we see where the fly come and sit. فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرْ He ran away, that chap. I said, if the fly come and sit there by you, after you relieve yourself and you come there outside, then you must become Muslim. So he said, bye, I don't want to debate with you. Let me run away from here. You see, my sister, with a point I'm driving home, Sister Elizabeth, we are Muslims. Before we eat, we wash our hands. We eat with our right hand. We drink with our right hand. When we visit the toilet, we use our left hand. And after that, we wash our hands. And we don't rely on toilet paper only. To use water and toilet paper, no problem. To use toilet paper only, not permissible in Islam. So what we use in the toilet, we will not use when we eating, drinking. We have a system. And that system is of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And for us, it is an honor to emulate and imitate the Master, peace be upon him, in every facet, every action of our life. Chapter 3, Surah 3, verse 31. I want you, my sister Elizabeth, tonight, before you sleep, you Google it. Chapter 3, verse 31, I read for you. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you love Almighty Allah, then follow me. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaculately. Yuhbibkumullah, then you become the beloved of Almighty Allah. We are human beings. We are prone to error. We commit so many sins and vices. When we imitate, emulate the Master, peace be upon him, Yuhbibkumullah, you become the beloved of Allah. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Allah will forgive you your sins. I mentioned to you, people must quote this incident. The incident is of Ma'qil bin Yasar. Ma'qil bin Yasar, if you go to Iraq, there is a river, Nahru Ma'qil bin Yasar. You ulama students, you want reference, go to Ibn Majah. You and my sister Elizabeth, listen. So one day, they were invited, you see, and the non-Muslim dignitaries, and the morsel fell down, you see. The morsel of food, it fell down. The few grain of rice, or you must remember the pumpkin, or whatever it is. So it fell down. So he went down to pick it up. Who? The Ma'qil, the companion, student of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So somebody like this elbowed him, that leave it. The non-Muslims will object on you. See the answer, my sister Elizabeth. This is what the Ummah, the Muslims, have forgotten today. And therefore the Arabs and the Muslims, 90% humiliated, disgraced today. His answer, take golden water and write it. He said, Ma'qil bin Yasan, أَأَتْرُكُ سُنَّةَ حَبِيبِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ سَلَّمْ لِهَا أُولَٰئِ الْحَمْقَى. Must I leave the system and the sunnah, the method of my beloved master, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, because of these idiots? It is our honor to imitate and emulate the master, alayhi salam. Never mind, the West will call me, I am backward, I am orthodox, I am a crazy guy, because I eat with my fingers. I don't want your fork and knife. I don't want your system. I want the system of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now you be fair and just. With the example I gave you of Sheikh Ahmed Didat, today people go to the restaurants and then they will say, hello sir, welcome madam, so well. But they did not wash their hands after they went to toilet. They did not wash the back and so forth, the posterior. But outside is very, very smart. Inside is what? In Afrikaans there's a saying, but I will not say it on air. But it's a beautiful saying. Maybe I should just say it. But anyway, you must remember this. Okay, I'll say it.
Say it.
So, Peter Blank banastank. Understood? So outside things they shine, but inside you must remember it's got a terrible smell. So today you see all the, that's Afrikaans. Afrikaans is a wonderful language. So you must remember that what the Afrikaners did is different. The language is different. So my sister Elizabeth, Islam gives us a system. Outside we must shine, and inside we must shine even more. So that is what Islam teaches us. So you show me a better system, my mother, my sister Elizabeth. May Almighty Allah guide you. May Almighty Allah guide all those who are interested in Islam and remove the jaundiced eyes and remove the hidden agendas. Our message, we say Islam for all and all for Islam. May Almighty Allah grant our brother Abdul Wahid Kamda and all the marhumin Jannatul Firdaus. Allah Jalla Wala grant the family Sabre Jameel.
Ameen.
All those who are ill and sick, Allah grant them Shifa-e Kamil. We complete the program. I think Ansar took the live recording, the live program rather, of the speech. So we will send them all that. They can listen to it, the first part that they must, and so forth. And you can listen to it. We are going to go to listen to my brother Hafiz Yusuf Kala's golden voice, and thereafter Sheikh Hanif with Allah ki rahmat, the mercy of Almighty Allah with Sheikh Hanif Hafizahullah from India. So that is our lineup. Tomorrow 4 o'clock, Maulana Arafat Atiya, brother Junaid Riaz Hussain will be in, and I will come down 4:25, and you have your questions ready for the morning. Oliver, Walter, Elizabeth, Christopher, Krish, all of you, Lucas, Mason. So we're waiting for you tomorrow morning. Barakallahu fiqh. My brother Lukolo will prepare the podcast, and inshallah 45 minutes time, half an hour's time, before 11 you will receive it inshallah. Jazakallah khair. We thank all the listeners. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There you heard from our beloved senior fadilatul ustad that inshallah Radio Al Ansar International will be playing the first 1 hour, inshallah, 10 to 11 p.m. That will be on Radio Al Ansar. To all the Al Ansar listeners, inshallah, of course, due to, because they started late, of the president was addressing the nation. So inshallah, to all the Al Ansar listeners, the first 1 hour, that is between 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock, it will be played right now on Radio Al Ansar, only for the Al Ansar listeners, inshallah. Up next is the Golden Voice, Hafiz Kala Sahib. Then, inshallah, will be our Urdu lecture by Hazrat Maulana Qari, Sheikh Hanif Damat Barakat, to whom, and the topic will be the mercy of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ki rahmat. We leave you in love on this beautiful, mashallah, Monday evening. See you guys tomorrow morning. Same time, same place on our program, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. From myself and our beloved senior Fadilatul Ustad, who's on the heat of this evening. Everybody says, Kiaba. But we leave until tomorrow morning. Allahumma ahdina wa ahdibina wa ahdina sa jami'a. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.